Mars and Venus. So one night I was walking up Madison after the rain, and this homeless man was sitting on the sidewalk sobbing. So I got him a soup and a sandwich, and that didn't seem like enough, so I got a brownie too. And when I told the cashier, "It's for the guy outside," she gave me a cup of coffee, light and sweet. I brought the food and the coffee to the guy, and he said, "Don't think I'm going to thank you." And I said, "I don't care if you thank me." And he said, "Bullshit. You do. Yes, you do. Truth." He asked if I was from Mars or Venus because I looked intergalactic, baby. "And what do you do up there all day anyway?" he wanted to know. And no way was I saying social work, so I said I was a poet. And he said he was a poet, too. He told me to sit, and I did, even though the pavement was wet and everything smelled like shit and sour milk. Then we watched the skyline crossing the stars for a long time, and he said, "Venus, this is not how things are supposed to be." And I said, "Yes, I know." And he said, "No, you don't. You do not." Then he told me to remember three things, always. We are all transparent, with no skin or bones. Diamonds come from ashes and hair of the dead. Hope is the thing with claws, not feathers. He told me to put all of this in a poem and not to walk near Madison and 38th Street ever again. "This is my corner," he said.